Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Common Sense Club. It's been a while, huh? Man, I am so happy to be back behind this mic. Love the time off, though, for the Christmas season. Really enjoyed that. Hope you did, too. Lots of news going on today and through the weekend and the holiday break. There's tons of news. I mean, everything from the third Malaysian flight out of the sky, and we're going to talk about that later on today, to the funeral of New York City police officers, and you know what happened there. You got Biden blundering through his little speech. You got police officers turning their backs when de Blasio enters the room. Is that appropriate? I don't know, man. I don't know. I want your opinion. Do you agree with the police chief that that's an inappropriate display given the venue? Barack Obama was MIA, golfing somewhere, having fun, whatever. But we're kind of used to that now from this commander in chief anyway. Just tons of things. You had the Lizard Squad taking down, and I know there were tons of folks upset about this. The Lizard Squad taking down the Xbox and PlayStation network. Yeah, and a lot of folks upset about that, not the least of which is Anonymous, who said they're going to launch their own cyber attack against the Lizard Squad. I think the Lizard Squad bit off a lot more than they could chew, because when you're talking about the world of hackers, you don't get much bigger than Anonymous. So there you go. I think a lot of the folks at Anonymous must be Xbox fans. Anyway, I want to send a birthday shout-out to a good friend of mine, Lindsay Holmgren. I'm not going to say her age on air. I learned a long time ago not to do that. But happy birthday, Lens. And Rob Port, who will be on with Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell on What's on Your Mind, is expecting another little Port. So congratulations to my friend Rob Port. And stay tuned today on What's on Your Mind for Rob Port's take on today's news headlines from Say Anything blog. Want to go out to Bob in Grafton. Bob, you know that there's a wind chill advisory for basically all of North Dakota today, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess it's below zero. Not negative, it's below. And it's cold, man, I'll tell you. But I'm nice and toasty in the truck here, so I don't really have to worry too much about it.
Just be careful. There's a wind chill advisory for Tioga, for North Dakota, for a large swath of North Dakota. So just be careful out there, and that's where the folks that are driving right now. Wind chill advisory.
Yeah, it's like 25 or 40 below, I think, with the wind chill. It's crazy. But, yeah, Merry Christmas belated to you, Leon, and I hope you have a safe, happy new year, and you and your family. I wanted to touch on something that I was listening to Alex Jones there on 1100 AM here on Sunday. And he touched on a good point that I want to bring up. You know, it's very clear what's going on with this, this so-called racism against the cops, and the cops are racist and all this and that. You know, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Barack Obama and Eric Holder are fanning the flames of this. And it's very clear why. In 2008, and I hope you could pull up the soundbite for it later on in the show and let everyone refresh their memory with it. In 2008, before he became president on the campaign, he made a speech, and in one of his speeches he said, we need a civilian nationalized police force as well-funded, as well-equipped, and just as powerful as the U.S. military. Now, that should scare the bejeepers out of everybody, because it's very clear what he's doing. He's driving disdain and discontent against the established law enforcement agencies around the country so that he could cause, you know, all these things to happen, and then that gives him an excuse to usher in his nationalized police force. You know, every good little socialist dictator needs his private little army there. They've all done it, Hitler, Mao. So I wish you could dig up that soundbite where he was talking about that he wants a nationalized police force.
Well, we'll work on that. Hey, Chris, you think we can find that soundbite for later on in the show? We'll try to get that up and play it. I remember that. But this is what you get. Obama likes the dictators, you know, in the world. He tends to gravitate more towards them. And I do remember that that clip, that, you know, civilian, basically brown shirts out there, because the police, apparently, they just ain't cutting it, and they're racist. And one time in a universe far, far away, long time ago, he couldn't get a cab in New York City and that sort of thing. So, you know, It's a scary scenario.
It is. It's very chilling, especially going on with everything that's going on in the country. You know, and then there's the soundbite there of Eric Holder at that conference talking about the Justice Department needs to brainwash the American public against firearms, if you remember that soundbite, too. It's very clear in my mind what's going on, but that soundbite in 08... when he made those comments, it's very telling, especially when you fast forward to today and you see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, and I totally agree. The police force, our police force, is the last line of defense against anarchy. And they pretty much hold together the social contract that we have here in America. And every country is different. The social contract in every country is different. But ours... it is pretty much set up by our founders and by what we think that this country needs. And that is under attack, man. And once you got the folks out there that are tasked with protecting the integrity of the social contract, once you have them, law and order, man, once you have them on the outs with the citizens, it's not a good thing. I mean, 2015 to me looks very, very, it's 2015 to me is temperamental. We have to tread lightly here because once we lose, once police officers go on the defensive, it's just not a good thing for any of the citizens, and especially those citizens that live in high crime areas. I mean, try to get a police officer to go into a ghetto or a high crime area now. I mean, it was hard before.
It's scary for the cops. I mean, they have to deal with this every day. There was just a cop in I heard on the news at the top of the hour, was killed responding to a domestic violence situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, one more point, and then I'll get off. You know, everybody knows what anarchy leads to. Anarchy leads to tyranny.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's going on here.
Tyranny, martial law, I mean, just all sorts of bad things. And there's a lot of folks out there that want anarchy. They don't want any laws, don't want any rules. And that's the difference between a conservative and an anarchist is, you know, we want the constitutional construct brought back. We want law and order, the rule of law, that sort of thing. Anarchists, on the other hand, don't want any of that. And they don't understand with absolutely no laws and no rules, you're going to have the strongest out there making the weakest the victim, the real victim, not this fake victimhood that we got going on now. Thank you.
Absolutely. And one more point, too, is you mentioned that, you know, Hollywood has a big part in this, too. There's a movie that was released. I have not watched it, nor will I watch it, nor will my children watch it. But it's a movie. It's called The Purge. And apparently in this movie, one day a year for 24 hours, all crime up to and including murder is legal. The cops, everybody, they just, it's a very anarchist type movie, and Hollywood is trying to, you know, shall we say, try to not brainwash, but try to what's the word I'm looking for? You know,
I think I know where you're going with this. Hollywood wants our, especially our young folks, to be in that mindset. They're exactly. They are conditioning our young folks to say, hey, you know, the rule of law is too oppressive. These people don't think of you as real people and that sort of thing. They're the 1% at the top. They're kind of controlling you. You need to break free of these chains that is law and order and, you know, establish your own law and order. But thanks, Bob, for the conversation. As always, man, get us thinking this early in the morning. We'll be right back with Blankita. God bless you, man. Have a blessed new year. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, discussing news from the left and the right. Stay tuned for the Golden Girls right here on the Common Sense Club.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com, tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome back. Welcome back. If you are on the road again right now and anywhere in North Dakota, be very careful. We have that wind chill advisory. It is cold. Temperature out is cold, period. You know, and with the wind chill, it feels like, you know, below 20 and below 30 in some places. It is nuts out. Wind chill values 25 to 40 below. So take care out there if you're on the road. Blanquita, how was your Christmas break?
Oh, my goodness, fantastic. And I'm still here in San Antonio, Texas. And it's beautiful.
Where I bet it's not 25 to 40 below wind chill values,
no,
right?
No, I'm shocked. And the weather has been, you know, in the 60s. The sun is out. It's gorgeous outside. And, you know, I'm going to have to be facing that cold weather when I go back to D.C. So I'm not as cold as you guys, but pretty cold.
Man, we had a ton of news happen between the last time we spoke and today. Remind me if I start bloviating too much that I want to get your New Year's resolutions and at least one prediction for 2015 before our conversation is done. But I do want to ask you about a couple of news stories from, you know, this past Christmas break. The first one is, I'm sure you heard, up there in New York City, you have the funeral of the police officers, the two fallen police officers. De Blasio comes in, some of the officers turn their backs on him, as a matter of fact, a lot of them. Yeah. How do you feel? Was that appropriate? Do you agree with the police chief that was not appropriate behavior? Or do you think that these guys are just fed up and, you know, this is the way that they are voicing their opinion of Mayor de Blasio?
Listen, they feel that they've been thrown under the bus. The mayor has got to do something that is, as you talk about, common sense, to demonstrate that he believes and supports the role of the police officers in the city of New York. I mean, you know, since Giuliani came in years ago, the city turned around and became a much safer city. Now it's in jeopardy of turning around and becoming a dangerous city again. The cops, you know, you saw those cops from the time of 9/11 join the firefighters, helping to try to be able to save people's lives. It's a tough town. And I think that the mayor has to remember that, yeah, there might be some bad cops, but the majority of cops are good and decent human beings who put their lives on the line. So I think, as you know, they signed a petition to not have de Blasio to come to their funerals if they died in the line of fire. You know, I think he has to accept that. I think he needs to do something that reflects the leadership. If not, he's a goner.
Yeah, and something else, the police commissioner, the New York City police commissioner, he says that those officers, they feel like they're under attack from not only the White House, but the Justice Department and their own mayor. They feel like they're under attack from these guys. And that, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, that's not a good place to be when you have the folks that are out there tasked to, you know, keep law and order. They're the first responders, just like you said, and that they have a thankless job and a dangerous one, especially nowadays, to boot. And they feel like they're under attack from the folks that, you know, they're tasked to protect and to help keep the continuity of the social contract here in America. If they feel like they're under attack, where do we go from there?
Well, and also, you know, I've talked about this. It's like an upside-down world. If you're out there and you're serving the country in the military, if you're a person that is taking a job as an undercover covert operator trying to protect this country from terrorism, if you're a police officer, now all of these people are looked at as black hats, bad people. Why is it in anyone's interest to take on the job to protect to protect citizens of the United States? Look, I mean, you know, there's, as you point out, thankless jobs. You know, you've got a wall at the CIA with people who don't have pictures but just stars because, you know, they can't mention their names. Why would you make someone who is a lawbreaker a better person than the person who's trying to protect you against the lawbreakers? It's got to get fixed up, starting from the White House down.
Yeah, and when you were speaking, the image that popped in my mind, and I don't know if you remember this movie, Donnie Brasco, you have the undercover police officer that, you know, drug his family through heck. You know, put himself in very, very dangerous situations, was out palling around with these guys that would shoot him in the back of the head rather than a look at him. And I remember watching the ceremony where he got a $500 check and a little plaque, and then his family is sitting over there just looking like, are you kidding me? And that's what I think about when I think of police officers out there. They don't make tons of money, man. They don't have a lot of accolades or things. They're not even in the job for that, and then they feel like they're under attack.
And it's not a left thing. It's not a right thing. It's not a Democrat versus a Republican thing. You know, you've got men and women in the military who are from every kind of walk of life. The same with police officers, the same with people that serve in the covert roles of whether it's the national security or the CIA or the FBI. They take those jobs because they feel they can make a difference to protect people in this country. And I think it's shameful. It makes me so angry. If I'd been there, I would have turned my back too.
And not something else, and this goes to the broader society, and I'm going to just put, because I'm a guy, I'm going to speak from this standpoint. It's the same dynamic when the fathers, their roles in the home went away from being the protector and the provider, and they're just kind of lost out there, and we see they abdicate their responsibilities. You have all of these social problems. And
let me read something out to you, then you'll appreciate why I get so angry. Because I actually covered the Million Man March, okay?
Okay.
I was there. I was one of the few, reporters that was there that actually covered it. It wasn't a Million Man March. It was maybe, a couple 300,000 men march. But it was still supposed to be fathers going back and taking the role back into their lives. And guys like Sharpton and Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson were all saying this was going to make a difference. And where are they now on those principles? You know,
They
have to have one standard or another. If they don't believe it, then they're fraud. They're frauds.
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree. And where I was going with that is if we have police officers that got into this whole a protector role because that's what they feel like, they're protecting the values and the laws of this country. If they feel underappreciated, they're going to go the way of the father, in our society. Thank you, Bankita. Tomorrow, remind me, we got to find out what your predictions are for 2015 and your New Year's resolution. We'll be right back.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. Holidays can be a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. New Year's Eve package, spa package, ice fishing packages, a great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website. Click on packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Packages. Chase on the Lake. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. And in the next two segments, the phone lines are open, 855-217-76, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. I want to hear your New Year's resolutions and your predictions. Tonight, on tonight's 6:30 Point of View, Scott Hannon and I and Chris Berg, we're going to be talking about who we think our top three winners and losers of 2014, and also the North Dakota Person of the Year, who we think is the North Dakota Person of the Year. If you have some input, I'd love to hear it. 855-217-76, extension 2. I have a Person of the Year in mind. I'm going to keep it close to vest right now, but I would love to hear your point of view. A couple of the folks that, and I've spoken with tons of people about this, especially over the weekend, and a lot of names popped up. Rob Port was one of the names that popped up. Lynn Helms popped up, navigating the energy minefield here in North Dakota. Even Kevin Cramer, his name popped up a couple of times because of all the town halls that he's been giving. He's really accessible. And so folks think that, he should be the Person of the Year. I really want your point of view on, who you think the North Dakota Person of the Year should be. And your predictions for 2015. Help a brother out. And I'm also going to revisit something that Blanquita and I talked about. We spoke about briefly about, if police officers advocate their responsibilities because they feel underappreciated. And I kind of tied that as an example with the father figure in America. Especially the African American, the minority father figure. Once those folks start feeling underappreciated and even under attack, as they are saying they are, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them not a bit, because especially if I'm a police officer and I'm out there and you feel like you're under attack from not just your mayor, not just the criminals and the thugs on the street, but from the White House and the Justice Department, that is not a good place to be, man. We see the state of the family unit now, but what's the state of the nation going to look like when you have police officers that say, you know what? that call is in a ghetto or a high crime area or neighborhood, I think I'm going to slow walk getting there. I think I'm going to wait till I can get some backup to get there. What is the situation going to look like? What will the state of those high crime areas look like? They're going to go back to the pre Giuliani. That's what it'll look like. Pre-Giuliani crackdown on crime. Larry, out in Fargo, who is your person
your
of the year?
Your call has ended.
Oh, well, that was pretty quick. He didn't get it out. Sorry, Larry. Try again in a bit. But that's what goes through my mind when I was researching this over the weekend. That's what I was thinking about. And when Blanquita and I were speaking, first thing that popped in my mind, once you hear the police commissioner say that, you know, you feel unappreciated, you feel like you're under attack, and I'm looking at these police officers and it's a thankless job. Donnie Brasco, that movie just kind of popped in my head. That one ceremony where he has, what, maybe five people in the room? He's, like, put his life through the ringer for all this time. Thankless job. Life is in danger. A family is barely hanging on by a thread. Seriously. And they have this one little photo op where he gets a $500 check. $500 check and a little plaque, and then the guy that the police commissioner just kind of shakes his hand, says a few pre-scripted words, and he's off the stage, and Donnie Brasco is just kind of sitting there like, I did all of that for what again? You know, I'm just thinking that has to be how these police officers feel. But anyway, 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. The Lizard Squad attacks the Tor Network. And if you don't know what the Tor Network is, that's onion browsing. So if you want to remain anonymous, it sends you through just tons of routers. And it originally, you know, it was implemented by, I think, our U.S. Navy. As a way to stay anonymous and that sort of thing. But they, not only did they were behind, at least the folks believe that they were behind the Christmas, DDoS attack on Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network. They are now targeting the Tor Network, the Onion Network, and Anonymous has already said, hey, you guys need to dial it back or there's going to be a little cyber warfare from our end. And apparently that hasn't got their attention. And I think that's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And none of us are going to come out ahead on that. But in the first segment of this show, our caller Bob, I think he was out there in Grafton, made reference to a soundbite from Obama where he spoke about the civilian police force, and he said he hoped that we would play that on air, and I believe we have that audio. Let's play that now.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Does that scare you? What does that say to you? You know, a civilian national force. It screams brown shirts to me. Especially knowing this guy's background and knowing that he likes to pal around with the little dictators in the world. That scares me. Civilian police force? Wow. And I think we're headed that way. You got folks that don't trust the police or the system, you know, for that matter. Kind of this vigilante justice thing going on, that sort of thing. man, it's scary times. I'm just going to say that. And unless something turns around, unless we have some real leadership, 2015 can be a very, very trying time for us here in the United States. Race relations, my goodness. I mean, my God, if we ever needed a leader, we need one now. And I'm not old, but I can't remember a time where race relations were as bad as they are now than under this president. It's nuts when you think about it. Anyway, and I made mention of this earlier in the show, but when Bob was on, and I told him, you know, to be careful out there. The National Weather Service has wind chill advisories for Fargo, North Dakota, and out there in Tioga, and large swaths of North Dakota. Hazardous wind chills are expected across the area. Arctic high pressure with deep cold and dry air masses has spread across the area. These wind chill advisories are going to remain in effect until noon tomorrow. So be careful when you're out there. 25 to 40 degree below zero wind chill values. Think about that. I think yesterday I had a pop out in the car, and it might have been an hour and a half, 2 hours later I come back, there was ice in it. So just think about that when you're out and about. Wind chill advisories, the National Weather Service has issued these for large swaths of North Dakota. Check them out on the National Weather Service website or on like Valley News Live, and they should have that there. But just be careful when you're out and about traveling around the area. It is very cold, and the wind chill values are below 25 to 40 degrees below zero. So that is nuts to me. New Year's resolutions. I want to hear some of those. 855-217-76 extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation. I also want to know, you know, I spoke about this a bit earlier. Who do you think is your North Dakota person of the year? That's what I want to know. Who do you think has had the big enough impact on North Dakota, or North Dakota politics, North Dakota energy, it doesn't matter. Who do you feel is the North Dakota person of the year if you had to, you know, pick? And the list is a pretty big one. We're doing pretty well here in North Dakota, and a lot of folks really stand out here in North Dakota. So would love to get your perspective on that, get a little feedback from you on that. I posted that question on my social media. I got a ton of feedback from that, and we're going to be speaking about that, Scott Hannon and Chris Berg and myself, tonight on 6:30 Point of View. That's KXJB4, and we're going to... people that know me, they won't be surprised by my pick. And I'm not going to see. You're going to have to tune in to know what my pick is. But my person of the year is not some big well-to-do politician. My person of the year is not some uber-rich person, you know, that is a mover and shaker. My person of the year, though, in my opinion, has affected enormous change, and has driven a conversation that went from zero name recognition to the hottest topic in North Dakota politics today. So, there's my little hint. If you want to know who I picked, you got to tune in. Tonight, 6:30, Port of View. We'll be right back right after this break with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I like that. That's pretty cool. Welcome back. This is the last segment of the Common Sense Club. 855-217-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, into the conversation, extension 1, leave it on the rant line. A couple of questions that I asked during the show, and I'm getting some pretty good feedback on social media. My person of the year question, you know, who would you see as the person of the year in North Dakota? And I didn't make this clear. But it could be a person, place, thing, you know, organization, group, that sort of thing. One piece of feedback I got from JT, he says that he would name the pro-life movement for their unprecedented effort to build a diverse coalition in support of life via Measure One. And even though it fell to the disinformation campaign by the opposition forces, with no moral compass or compunction about the ends justifies the mean, it was still a worthy effort to recognize true equality in North Dakota. Thanks, JT. He says the pro-life movement. I agree. Huge kudos for the pro-life movement and getting awareness out. And I see it as a success because they were up against, and these folks were moms and dads. They weren't rich folks out there with tons of money, like the opposition spending all that money here in North Dakota to defeat it. They put up a valiant struggle, a valiant fight, and I think that North Dakota is better off for that fight, even though it didn't go the way we wanted it to. I think we got a lot of awareness out there, and I still believe in my heart of hearts that North Dakota is a pro-life state, period. Folks here are good, decent folks who will stand up and be the voice. And not only just the voice, they want to be the protector of those tiny little kids that don't have a voice of their own and don't have strength of their own to stand up for their own rights. That's what the pro-life movement represents for me or to me, and I think that they are absolutely up there in the running for Person of the Year. Now, another question I asked was, do you think that it was appropriate for the New York City police to turn their backs on Mayor de Blasio during the funeral of the two fallen officers? And a ton of feedback on that. One piece is, yep, the moron should resign. At least the police didn't burn the city down like other folks. Wow. Another piece of feedback was, it was a personal choice, and they have the freedom of speech. They clearly don't respect the man, and that was their way of showing it. The mayor knows they don't respect him, and that his presence probably wasn't wanted there. And I absolutely do, he's an idiot, and to top it off, he showed up at the very end. Another piece says that they should turn their backs on every communist. but we also have feedback that says they shouldn't have done that in uniform. So, you know, there you go. Diverse opinions there. Another piece of feedback says, you know, no, they should not have done this because they work for him. It's the same thing if we in the military turn our backs on Obama. So, interesting feedback there. And that's what I love. I love the feedback. I like getting the diverse opinion, even from my social media, which is pretty much, I'd say, probably 95 to 98% conservative or libertarian. You get a really diverse bunch of opinions whenever you put out a poll question, and I love it. I love it. Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind coming up next at the top of the hour. Something that we talked about last week, maybe a couple of weeks ago, was the DUI checkpoint law, the bill that is being proposed that will pretty much do away with that. And I wanted your feedback on that a couple of weeks ago. Got tons of it. A lot of folks out there in the camp that I'm in, I think that they're completely unconstitutional and that sort of thing. You can't be, you cannot be detained or pulled over or in any way have your freedom curtailed if the only action that you are engaged in is driving, in my humble opinion. What happened to probable cause? What happened to your Fourth Amendment protection, that sort of thing. Well, Scott Hannon will be speaking with State Senator Kelly Armstrong from Dickinson on his bill that he's going to introduce in the next legislative session, which would eliminate DUI checkpoints. Make sure you call in for that one. Let him know if, you know, if you support it, if you don't, why or why not. I want to hear that conversation. And then later on at 10 o'clock, Rob Port of Say Anything blog, he's going to look back at the big political stories of 2014, and he's going to do a little predicting. He's going to put on his little hat and have his crystal ball and do a little prediction of 2015 in North Dakota. So stay tuned for that. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, and then tune in at 6:30 for 6:30 Point of View with me, Scott, and Chris Berg tonight as we discuss the North Dakota Person of the Year and the 2014 winners and losers. Stay tuned.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, sickness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.